Friends, 弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be to all brothers and sisters.
感谢神，今天是安息圣日，我们大家继续在圣堂里来敬拜神。愿主耶稣祝福我们每一个人。
And we thank the Lord that today is a Sabbath day, and we can all gather here to worship. May the Lord bless every one of us.
今天安息日聚会，我们早上结束之后，我们会开信徒会议。
And after our morning service, we'll have our general congregational meeting.
那是我们一年一度我们负责人可以在这里跟大家弟兄姐妹来报告我们过去这一年教会里面所做的事。
And this is the once a year opportunity where the church council can report to the congregation about the progress of the church.
那所以今天早上我们的聚会时间会比较短，然后接下去要开信徒会议。
And so our service this morning will be a little bit shorter, and then we'll have our meeting.
那早上想要用建设属灵真教会做题目跟大家来分享。
This morning I'd like to use the topic establishing the spiritual true church as a mutual encouragement.
我们在教会里面有各种不一样的信徒，也有不同恩赐的弟兄姐妹。
And within the church, we have all different kinds of brothers and sisters with different talents.
我们有不一样的背景，我们来自不同的地方。
And we have different backgrounds, and we come from different places.
但是当我们在主耶稣基督里面，我们都成为圣徒。
But within the Lord Jesus, we are all saints.
我们都是被主耶稣的宝血所救赎的人。
We are all ones who are saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
然后在主耶稣里面，我们组成了一个教会。
And within the Lord Jesus, we become a church.
我们在谈到教会的问题的时候，教会圣经里面给我们几个定义。
And when we talk about the church, the Bible gives us a few definitions.
我们现在请看哥林多前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多前书第一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 1.
第一章我们请看从第一节开始。
Let's read from verse 1.
第一节说，奉神旨意蒙召做耶稣基督使徒的保罗同兄弟所提尼。第二节
Verse 2，
写信给在哥林多神的教会，就是在基督耶稣里成圣蒙召做圣徒的，以及所有在各处求告我主耶稣基督之名的人，基督是他们的主，也是我们的主。第三节
Verse 3，
愿恩惠平安从神我们的父并主耶稣基督归于你们。这段圣经呢，保罗他特别提到，他写信是给在哥林多神的教会。
And here Paul especially mentioned that he is writing this letter to the Church of God in Corinth.
那这个神的教会就是在主耶稣基督里面成为圣洁的，蒙召做圣徒的。
And the Church of God is those who are sanctified within the Lord Jesus and called to be saints.
所以教会一定是在耶稣基督里面。
And so the church is within the Lord Jesus.
而且是我们今天都蒙神的选召做圣徒。
And we are all called to be saints.
那被神选召这件事情其实不是只是神说叫你过来而已啊。
And to be called by the Lord is not only for the Lord to tell you to come.
神要选召属他的人是要付代价的。
And those who are called needs to pay a price.
因为人本来在罪恶里面是在黑暗当中的。
Because man is originally in sin, they're in darkness.
那可是人本来是被神所造，本来是很好的，是跟神有一个很亲密父子的关系的。
But man was originally created by God and have a very close relationship with God.
那可是一开始在亚当夏娃的时代，人因为犯罪就从此离开了神。
And in the beginning, during the times of Adam and Eve, because they have sinned, so they departed from God.
然后人就从这个光明当中进入黑暗里了。
And so man went from the light into darkness.
所以人就失去了这个神儿子的这个尊贵的身份。
And so man have lost the status of being the son of God.
然后之后在这个黑暗当中要把他招出来是要付代价。
And so to be called out from the darkness, man needs to pay a price.
那这个代价就是神自己成为人，来到人间，为我们牺牲在十字架上。
And this price is for God to come into the world and to be nailed on the cross for us.
他流出他的血来为我们赎罪。
And he has shed his blood to atone our sins.
所以在使徒行传第二十章，我们请看使徒行传二十章。
And so let's turn to Acts chapter 20.
请看第二十八节
，Verse 28。
那这一节圣经呢， 再次强调了这个神所选召的是付出代价的。
And here this verse especially emphasizes that those who are called have paid a price.
28节说圣灵立你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己的血所买来的。
In verse 28, therefore take heed to yourselves and to all the flock, among the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood.
这里神的教会是主耶稣他用自己的血是付出一个很生命的代价所造出来的。
And so here it says the church of God is purchased with the blood of the Lord in his own life.
所以教会本身其实跟主耶稣基督跟他的宝血跟他的选召都是相关的。
And so the church itself has to do with the Lord Jesus, has to do with his calling and his blood.
所以教会他是属基督的，因为是他付代价买的。
And so the church belongs to the Lord Jesus because he has paid a price.
那既然是属基督的，就是属灵的。
And since it belongs to the Lord Jesus, then it's spiritual.
跟世界上一般的团体是不一样的。
And it's different from the organizations of the world.
我们如果看，请看哥林多前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章。
1 Corinthians chapter 3.
我们现在请看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？十七节。
17.
若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
And verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.
这一节这两节圣经呢在讲，他说我们今天蒙召被神蒙召出来的，他说是变成是神的殿了。
And here these two verses tell us that those who are called are the temple of God.
那这个神的殿就有神的灵住在里面了。
And this the Spirit of God lives in this temple.
然后他说这个殿就是你们，就是信徒。
And this temple is you, the believer.
那这个教会，这个圣徒是圣洁的。
And this church, these believers are holy.
所以今天我们所有的圣徒所组成的这个团体，这个叫做神的教会，是圣洁的。
And so this organization is created by the saints, is called the church, and is holy.
那因为这个教会本身其实是神自己建立的。
And this church itself was established by God.
那既然是神的殿，就有神的灵在当中。
And since it is a temple of God, then the Spirit of God dwells in it.
这也是为什么我们在强调真教会属神的教会一定要有神的灵。
And this is why we emphasize that the true church, the one that belongs to God, must have the Spirit of God.
那神的灵是圣灵。
And the Spirit of God is the Holy Spirit.
神用圣灵与我们同在。
And God is with us through the Holy Spirit.
那神的教会是属神属灵的，因为它是神亲自建立。
And the church of God is spiritual and belongs to God because He has established Himself.
教会里面的所有的工作人员其实都是神的仆人而已。
And all the workers of the church are the servants of God.
都是与神同工的。
They are ones who work with God.
我们如果看三章的第九节。
Let's if we read chapter 3 verse 9.
三章九节，因为我们是与神同工的，你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
And for we are God's fellow workers, you are God's field, you are God's building.
所以这个神的殿呢，是神自己建立起来，他招了一些工人一起来建造。
And this temple of God is built by God Himself along with the workers He called.
那保罗在写信的时候，他特别强调他自己本身只是一个工头，他说他是一个像一个聪明的工头一样。
And Paul himself, when he writes a letter, he says that he is just like a smart foreman.
那这个第十节他说他的工头啊，他这个职分是神给他的恩典，他才有的。
And he says that he's the master builder that, and this title was given by God.
那他是负责把这个根基建造铺上去。
And he is responsible for laying the foundation.
那这个根基就是耶稣基督。
And this foundation is the Lord Jesus.
所以神的殿，他的根基是主耶稣基督。
And so the temple of God, its foundation is the Lord Jesus.
其实教会后来在保罗他所写的书信里面，他特别强调，
And so the church, Paul will emphasize in his letters.
主耶稣基督他本身是那个建整个神的殿的最重要的房角石。
And that the Lord Jesus is the most important cornerstone of the temple of God.
那使徒跟先知的教训是另外一层的根基。
And the prophets and the apostles, their teachings is another layer of foundation.
我们如果看以弗所书第二章，
If you turn to Ephesians chapter 2,
这里在讲以弗所书第二章，
Ephesians chapter 2,
第二章一样提到有关教会的问题。
And this also talks about the church.
我们现在看，请看第十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
二章以弗所书二章十九节。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19.
他说：“这样你们不再做外人和客旅，乃是是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。”二十节
，in verse 20，
并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石。二十一节
，21，
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。二十二节
，22，
你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
In verse 19, now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. Verse 20, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being chief cornerstone. 21, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Verse 22, in whom you are also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
这一段圣经呢保罗在写信给以弗所教会的时候，他那个对象，其实在当时候基本上都是外邦人为主的。
In the audience of this letter, when Paul was writing it, are the Gentile, are the Gentiles.
外邦人就是非犹太人，他们本来跟神所立的那个约啊是没有份的。
And these Gentiles or the non-Jews, they originally have no part in the covenant of God.
因为他们在肉体上不是亚伯兰的后裔。
Because physically they are not the descendants of Abraham.
那可是因着耶稣基督呢，他们现在就不再是外人和客旅。
But through the Lord Jesus, they are no longer strangers and foreigners.
他们因为相信主耶稣基督，就与圣徒同国，是变成神家里的人。
And because they believe in the Lord Jesus, they become the fellow citizens and become the household of God.
那其实那个时候，神的教会已经建立起来了。
And at that time, the Church of God has already been established.
因为保罗在传福音的时候。
Because when Paul was preaching the gospel,
那时候同住的圣应许的圣灵降下，在耶路撒冷建立的教会以后
，and this is after the promised Holy Spirit has descended and established the church in Jerusalem.
哎，这个使徒们就被神圣灵差遣到各地方去传福音
，and the apostles were sent by the Holy Spirit to preach all over the land.
然后他们现在在各地方开始又建立教会。
And they started to establish churches in all the places.
所以从一开始的在耶路撒冷教会开始，现在教会一直往外扩展到各地方去了。
And so the church expanded outside of Jerusalem.
一开始教会是在耶路撒冷，主要是以犹太人亚伯兰的后裔为主的。
And originally the church in Jerusalem, mostly consisted of people, the Jews and the descendants of Abraham.
但是因着圣灵的带领以及神的计划。渐渐的，一些非犹太人的外邦人也来信耶稣了。
But through the guidance of the Lord and His planning, these non-Jews came to believe.
那对非犹太人的外邦人来说
，and to these Gentiles,
他们现在加进入了耶稣基督里面，他们现在跟犹太人原来一开始组成的教会是变成同家人了。
And they have been called by the Lord Jesus, and they are now.In the same household as the Jews.
所以虽然教会在不同地方很多不同种族，可是教会仍然是一个。
Although there's many churches in different nations, but the church is still one.
因为不管是哪一种人，是犹太人、非犹太人，最后都一定要靠着耶稣的宝血被救赎、被选召。
Because whether they are Jews or non-Jews, they will all be called by the blood of the Lord Jesus.
也才能够成为神的圣殿。
And so that they can become the temple of God.
所以在这个地方。在以弗所书，保罗特别提醒说，现在这些非犹太人、外邦人进入神的家里的时候，是被建造在使徒跟先知的根基上。
And so here Paul emphasized that these non-Jews, when they come and believe in the Lord, they are built on the foundation of the prophets.
因为他们现在要再一次的去学习神在旧约时代透过他的先知所传讲的一些信息，他们一定要了解。
Because they need to learn the message that God has been given through the prophets.
那这些在各地方后来信主的人，他们基本上 所听的信息是由使徒去传说主耶稣的教训的。
And these message that these people are hearing is from the apostles, and they're preaching the teachings of the Lord Jesus.
他们并不是那个当时候直接第一手接触主耶稣所传福音的人。
They are not the ones who have heard the gospel of the Lord Jesus firsthand.
所以他们现在相信耶稣基督是透过使徒他们去传福音出来的。
So they now believe in the Lord Jesus through the message preached by the apostles.
使徒的教训是从哪里来？
And where did the teachings of the apostles come from?
从主耶稣的教导来。
It comes from the teaching of the Lord Jesus.
使徒的教训也从主耶稣为他们解释旧约圣经有关主耶稣基督预言，他们了解之后所传讲的信息来的。
And the teaching of the apostles also come from the Lord Jesus explaining the different prophecies in the Old Testament.
所以，在二十节特别强调这个神的家要建立在使徒跟先知的根基上。
And so verse 20 emphasizes that this house of God needs to be built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
主耶稣基督是那个最重要的房角石。
And Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone.
其实也就是哥林多前书第三章那里那个所立下最重要的根基，耶稣基督。
And this is also the same as 1 Corinthians chapter 3, where it refers to as the most important foundation.
所以神的殿它是属灵，是属神的。
And so the temple of God is spiritual and is godly.
那在第二十一节这里说
，In verse 21 it says,
他说各房要靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And in whom the whole building is being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
借着耶稣基督，各种不同的地方的教会，其实最后都要合成主的圣殿。
And these, through the Lord Jesus, these churches in different places will come together to be the temple of God.
从一个教会里面的各种不同的人，最后也都要成为主的圣殿，从小从里面到外面都一样。
And through the different people within the church, it will all come together to become the temple of God.
然后第二十二节说，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Verse 22, in whom you are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
那这个跟刚才我们所读哥林多前书的第三章十六节、十七节是一样的。
And this is the same as what we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
我们今天蒙选召的圣徒所组成这个团体，成为神的圣殿。
And today the saints who are called come together to become the temple of God.
神的灵住在这里。
And the Spirit of God dwells here.
那我们这一群人就是属神的，是圣洁的。
And the people here are godly and we are spiritual.
那所以现在在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的心里，在我们整个教会里面，我们都能够感受到圣灵与我们同住。
And so in the hearts of all the brothers and sisters, in every one of us, we can feel the Holy Spirit is with us.
所以我们需要追求圣洁，教会也需要追求圣洁。
And so the church needs to pursue holiness.
当我们每一个人都能够成为圣洁，因为其实我们应该要这样做，因为我们已经被选召成为圣徒的。
And every one of us needs to pursue holiness because we have been called to become saints.
那所以今天我们各种不一样的种族的人，我们不从各地方不同地方来的人，我们现在一起聚集在这里，要建立属神的教会。
And today, we come from different backgrounds, different races, and we come together to establish the temple of God.
那这个教会是神的殿，也是主耶稣基督的身体。
And this church is the temple of God and the body of Christ.
那神在他的教会里面就设立各种不同的工人。
And God will establish different workers within the church.
我们现在看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4,
第十一节
verse 11。
第十一节说，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
And for he himself have gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers.
十二节说，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Verse 12, for equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
神在他的殿里面设立各种不同的工人，有不同的恩赐。
And God has established different workers with different talents within his temple.
为什么？
Why is this?
是为了要成全圣徒。
Is to fulfill the saints.
让这个属神的教会真的能够完全。
And so that this church that belongs to God can truly be complete.
那神所选召来做工的这些人一定要各尽其职，因为神给每人不同的恩赐。
And those who are called to work must fulfill their duties because God has given them different responsibilities.
那最终的目的就是要把这个基督的身体建立起来。
And the ultimate goal is to edify the body of Christ.
那这个就是建设我们这个教会能够真的 成为圣灵居住的所在。
And so that this church can truly become the temple in which the Holy Spirit can dwell.
那我们要怎么样来建立主耶稣基督的身体，让这个教会能够完全成熟呢
？And how do we build up the body of Christ so that this church can be mature？
我们现在看同样以弗所书四章的第十三节。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13。
这里说，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God to a perfect man.To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
我们要建立属灵的真教会，很重要的一点，我们要在真道上同归一。
And in order to establish a spiritual true church, we must be united in the faith.
这就是在真理上合一。
And this is to be united in the truth.
教会是做什么？为了什么？
And what is the church for?
今天主耶稣他付宝血的代价，把人从黑暗当中选召出来。
And today the Lord Jesus has paid the price to call man out of darkness.
然后又指定了各种不同的工人来建立这个神的殿。
And he has appointed different workers to build up the temple of God.
这基本上是一个大工程。
And this is a great construction.
这个工程要很多的很实际上是经历时间心力花很多的精神去建起来的。
And this construction needs a lot of effort and a lot of time.
它目标在哪里？
And what is the purpose?
目标是要让这个教会能够去告诉世人有关于神救恩的奥秘。
The purpose is so that this church can tell the people the mystery of salvation.
神的智慧要借着教会让人明白神的智慧跟人间智慧不一样。
And the church of God will...need to let people know that his wisdom is different from the wisdom of man.
教会被建立起来，目标就是要传扬主耶稣基督的福音。
And the building of the church, the purpose of it is to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus.
我们现在看第三章，以弗所书三章。
Turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章，我们现在看第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
三章九节。又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。第十节
，Verse 10，
为要借着教会，使天上执政的、掌权的，现在得知神百般的智慧。
And verse 9， and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of ages has been hidden in God, who created all things through Jesus Christ. Verse 10.To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church of the principalities and powers in the heavenly places.
神的奥秘就是外邦人，不管是哪一种人，都要借着主耶稣基督啊，领受救恩。
And the mystery of God is that all people will receive salvation through the Lord Jesus.
借在耶稣基督里面，借着福音，所有人都能够同为后世，同为一体，同盟应许。
And through the Lord Jesus, through the gospel, everyone can become one.
然后所有人都能明白神在这个十字架所铺成这个救恩是何等的有智慧。
And everyone can understand how wise is the salvation on the cross.
神的这个智慧，救恩的智慧跟人间的智慧完全不同。
And the wisdom of God is different from the wisdom of man.
自以为有智慧的，最后一定变成愚拙。
And those who think they have wisdom, they will be called fools.
因为十字架的道理。圣经说，在那个有智慧，觉得是这个是一个羞耻。
And because the teaching of the cross, so those who claim to have wisdom think that this is shameful.
但是哪里知道，其实这一件事情，十字架的救恩就是神最伟大的智慧的表现。
But they do not understand that the salvation of the cross is the greatest manifestation of the wisdom of God.
所以教会主耶稣选召建立起来以后，其实就是为了要去传扬救恩的奥秘。
And so the church has been established to preach the mystery of the salvation.
所以保罗在提摩太前书第三章才会说，这个神的教会是真理的柱石和根基。
And so Paul says in 1 Timothy that church of the truth is the pillars of the God.
我们看提摩太前书三章十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
First Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
But if I am delayed, I write to you so you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
所以在教会里面，我们所要强调传扬的是神的真理。
And so what we need to emphasize in the church is the truth of God.
既然我们是传扬是真理。
Although, and since we are proclaiming the truth,
跟救恩有关系,
it has to do with salvation.
那当然我们教会一定要在真道上合一。
Then we need to be united in truth.
我们如果真理不一样，我们所传讲信息就不同了。
If our truth is different, then our message will be different.
这是为什么我们教会里面需要有大家共信之道，有基本教义。
And this is why we need to have the one faith and our basic teachings.
因为我们每个人出去传福音的时候，我们一定是传讲我们所领受、我们所相信的。
Because when we preach what we have received.
很多时候，我们虽然不是很有口才
，although oftentimes we may not have the eloquence.
但是今天有时候我们所讲出来的话，别人会听进去的。
But the words that we speak will be heard by others.
为什么
？Why is this?
因为我们在讲我们所信的。
Because we are speaking about what we believe in.
今天我们在听道理的时候，我们要很小心。
And when we listen to truth, we need to be very careful.
你看，在这个社会上有很多人很会讲话的。
And in the society, there are many who can speak very eloquently.
你像其他的教派，有很多传道者是很有口才的，他讲话可以让人痛哭流涕。
And there are preachers in other churches that can speak words that will move people to tears.
但是重点不是这个人讲什么。
But the importance is not what this person speaks,
而是这个人他信什么。
But it is what this person believes.
今天为什么我们教会不会去请其他的牧师来这里证道呢？
And today, why is it that our church does not invite other preachers to come and speak?
其他牧师不是很会讲，不会是很会证道吗？他们讲话不是非常感动人吗？
And these preachers of other churches, they speak very well and they can move people.
因为他们所信的跟我们不一样。
And it is because that what they believe in is different from ours.
所以不管他多会讲，我们就是不会请他来讲。
So regardless of how well he speaks, we will not invite them over to speak.
所以我们今天在传讲的是我们所信的真理。
And so what we talk about today is the truth we believe in.
因此在真道上合一，这是我们要建立教会的最基本的前提。
So being united in our faith, this is the most basic requirements of the church.
接下来看第二点，以弗所书第四章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
第十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 14.
四章十四节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
And that we should not no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of the doctrine, by the trickery of man in the cunning craftiness and deceitful plotting.
我们要怎么样建立正教会？
And how do we establish a true church?
我们要在信仰上非常坚定。
We need to be very firm in our faith.
也就是说，我们要存着信心，以一个警醒的态度，才不会被迷惑。
We need to have our faith and be cautious so that we will not be deceived.
因为在这个社会里面有很多所谓欺骗人的法术跟各种异端呢。
And there are many deceitful and cunningness and craftiness in this world.
在圣经，在中文圣经里面所说的这个异教之风啊，就是会有一个潮流。
And the Chinese Bible says the winds of the cult, and this is the way of the world.
你看，我们有时候回过头去看历史。
And sometimes when we look at history,
以前有一个飞碟会啊，也是让很多人很疯狂。飞碟会就是那个彗星来了，他们要把他们接走。
And there was a religion which believed that aliens would come and take them away.
所以，然后就一个潮流，一个潮流，有一个风气，然后就这样，好像一阵风吹过一样。
And these trends and fads are like the wind that blows by.
站不稳的就被吹倒。
Those who are not firm will be blown away by the wind.
但是如果真的在主耶稣基督里面生根建造，有信心的。
But those who have taken deep roots in the Lord Jesus.
那不管这个异教风怎么吹，都不会被影响的。
Regardless of how the wind blows, they will not be affected.
所以我们需要在信仰上非常坚定。
And so we need to be very firm in our faith.
然后我们在这个信仰坚定之后，我们要去行道理。
And after our we have established our faith, then we need to practice the truth.
看十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，联谊元首基督。
And but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ.
有时候人家看我们不是我们讲什么。
And sometimes people do not listen to what we speak.
而是我们做了哪些。
But they see what we have done.
所以今天我们要建立教会，我们每一个弟兄姐妹一定要能够把这个道理行出来。
And so in order to establish a church, every one of us must be able to practice the truth.
雅各书里面说，那个信心如果没有行为是死的。
And the book of James tells us faith without deeds is dead.
但是我们今天神的教会是活的。
But today our church is alive.
是属灵的。
It is spiritual.
这个神的圣殿是有圣灵同住的。
And this temple of God has the dwelling of the Holy Spirit.
那这个圣灵是有能力的灵。
And the Holy Spirit is a powerful spirit.
当圣灵在我们心上的时候，他感动我们能够去做出来。
When the Holy Spirit is with us, they will move us so that we can do things.
所以今天神的教会一定要能够把这个道理行出来的教会。
And today the Church of God must be able to practice the truth.
我们如果能够在生活中把这个道理行出来，我们的教会就被建立起来了。
And if we can practice the truth in our life, then our church will be established.
那我们再看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职。照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
And from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes a growth in the body for the edifying of itself in love.
从这一节圣经我们看到，教会要建立组织也是很重要。
And so here it tells us to establish a church organization is very important.
因为每一个不同的肢体要能够把它连接在一起，能够发挥功用。
Because every joint must be connected together in order to work.
所以教会要建立，主耶稣基督要能够长成，这个组织要能够合一。
And so in order for the churches to be established and to be edified, this organization must be established.
就好像我们今天一个人的身体，你那个头脑中枢神经里面所控制的每一个步骤都要很精准。
And just like in our body, our brain needs to control every one of our actions.
那在这个组织里面，每一个人按他们的所得的恩赐彼此相助，发挥他们的功用。
And in this organization, if everyone can do what work they have been assigned.
那在这个组织里面，每一个人要用爱心来做事。
And in this organization, everyone must work with love.
我们是在爱中里面建立住主耶稣基督这个圣殿的。
Then we will establish a temple of God in love.
我们今天弟兄姐妹在教会服事，我们都是义务的。
And today we serve in the church as volunteers.
也许我们会觉得说，哎，某一些人怎么做的不尽理想。
And we may feel that some people have not done what we expected.
有时候我们可能会觉得说，哎，好像不满意。
And sometimes we may not be satisfied.
但是如果我们想一想，
But if we think about it,
其实每一个人都在为主耶稣基督付出。
That every one of us is working for God.
那有时候难免会有一些疏忽。
And sometimes they may neglect things.
那我们怎么办？
Then what do we do?
这里告诉我们要用在爱里面能够互相的相扶持。
And here it tells us that we must support one another in love.
如果这个我们的教会里面，我们每个人都存着爱心。
And if every one of us has love in this church,
爱心是能够互相包容。
And this and love will bear one another.
爱心是能够互相的退让。
And love will give way to each other.
但是爱心也不是打迷糊仗。
But love is not to just do something very confused.
不是说哎这个错，为了爱心我就不要去讲它。
And we will not say that because someone has done wrong, because of love I will not tell them.
第十五节说爱用爱心说诚实话。
And verse 15 says that we must speak the truth in love.
但是我们所说出来的话一定是为了要造就教会。
But what we speak must be done to edify the church.
所以从这一段圣经我们看到要怎么样建立神的教会。
And so from these verses we can see how we establish the church of God.
在真理上合一。
That we need to be united in faith.
在信心上坚定。
We must be firm in our faith.
在生活当中把道理行出来。
We must practice the truth in our life.
在侍奉上彼此相扶持。
And to support one another in service.
用爱心来互相帮助。
And to help one another with love.
那最后我们就一定能够有同样一个心智。
Then in the end, we'll be united in one mind.
我们为的就是要为这个福音齐心努力。
And what we do is to work for this gospel.
最后来看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 1.
第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
27节。
Verse 27.
腓立比书一章二十七节
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称叫我或来见你们或不知道你们那里可以听见你们的情况知道你们同有一个心志站立得稳为所信的福音齐心努力
And only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ so that whether I come and see you or am absent I may hear of your affairs and you stand fast in one spirit with one mind striving together for the faith of the gospel.
如果我们都能够同心来为所信的福音齐心努力，
if we can all be united to work for the gospel,
我们一定可以知道神与我们同在。
Then we will see that God is with us.
第二十八节说，我们凡事就不怕敌人的惊吓。
And verse 28 says that we will not be terrified by our adversaries.
这是证明他们是纯纶的，你们得救都是出于神的。
And this tells us that they are on the road to perdition, and you are on your salvation is from God.
我们要建立主耶稣基督这个属灵的真教会，这个工程一定会成功。
And this construction of the church of God will be successful.
教会的每一个弟兄姐妹一定可以蒙福的。
Then every one of us will also be blessed.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
174首。
174.
The truth is established, guarded in His holy praise. Sing glory to Lord Jesus, for forever.